Ruth, I've just arrived and seen the very hungry caterpillar, my kid's favourite. Uh-huh. They still have a caterpillar. Uh-huh. What gave you the idea for it?
Well, the theme this year for Chelsea in Bloom is floral feasts. So we were trying to think of a good story, a very well-known famous story that people would be able to associate with, like children and adults alike, that also is food related. So the caterpillar, the very hungry caterpillar, and everything that he munches just seemed like a good option to go for. So yeah, that was it. We thought it was colourful and fun.
Is there any way you can describe it?
So the caterpillar himself is 8 meters long and 4 meters high, with the hump of his kind of belly. You can actually go under, it's an archway, so the great photo moment. And yeah, children hopefully can enjoy playing and running in and around it.
And what sort of flowers are in it?
So we've used all sorts of different things. We've got lots of chrysanthemum blooms and Buxus spores to kind of continue the roundness of the caterpillar shape. As underplanting, and then the actual items are all made out of a whole array of kind of coconut bark, leaves, moss, foliage, willow, birch bark, like anything and everything that we could find that would last a week and have the right textures for different things. So
and yeah. What will happen to it afterwards?
So a good significant amount will be donated to a charity. There's Confetti Petals who will kind of recuperate what we can. And the rest will we either donate what we can or recycle the rest of it. So, yeah.
Yes, there are a couple of charities involved in this.
It's amazing. It's just the reach of that. I think they're also partnering with a food bank charity is obviously a kind of, you know, add on to the theme, which I just think is so wonderful. So.
Yes, that's the Felix Project.
Yeah, exactly. Well done. I'd forgotten the name.
And how did All for Love come about?
Just 8 years ago, I was a florist training, and I just am totally obsessed by anything and everything that we could make. So, 10 years it is now for my company, and 8 years of doing Chelsea. So, yeah, it just came. It was a passion project that became, you know, an incredible business that I'm very grateful for.
And I think there's competition, isn't there? People can vote.
Yeah, there's a people's competition. We're actually not in the competition ourselves, but all the stores, I think there's 100 retailers, like the biggest year they've ever had of people. So if people come down and check it out, they can vote for their favourite. And there's a People's Choice Award for that. So it's exciting.
Oh, it's amazing. Good luck.
Thank you.